Welcome to the Life in 20 podcast, where you will learn something from everyone you meet in 20 action-packed minutes. Now, let's get lit with your hosts, Paul, Carson, and McCoy LeBlanc.
Jeff Watmore, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. We dive right in. So, this first question is for the kids. So, Jeff works for a local city. He's an engineering technician. You guys know what that is?
No.
Not really.
All right. Well, let's find out, Jeff, how did you get here? Maybe walk us through your journey. Where do you come from and all that?
Yeah. So originally I was born in Seattle, moved to Mount Lake Terrace when I was like 4 years old, raised in Mount Lake Terrace, went to Cedar Way, Briar Terrace, Mount Lake Terrace High School, you know? Yeah. Right after high school, I'd say, you know, met my girlfriend at the time, you know, and you know, we ended up getting married at a young age. I started working in a warehouse and I was doing that for my family, you know, had great medical benefits and had my son Jacob. And then the opportunity came up to take a job at the city. And I actually ended up I took a pay cut to start at the city just because of the opportunity for advancement. And, you know, and that's the city of Edmonds. But yeah, the benefits, everything that the city has to offer. I've worked at the city for now 23 years. 19 of those years I spent in the maintenance department, working in the street department, just doing maintenance in the right of way. About 3.5 years ago, I took a job down in engineering. I do everything from plan reviews for permits, from single family houses, commercial buildings, right of way projects from PUD, PSE, things like that. I do field inspections on all of those projects and make sure everything's installed properly and, you know, it's up to city standards.
So Jeff, hourly or salary? Are you hourly or salary?
We're hourly, technically. We're kind of paid like salary, but we're hourly. We get overtime after 8 hours.
You do get overtime. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're early riser, right? So what's the shift?
My shift is technically 7 to 4:30. A lot of times, especially working from home, I'll start at 6 just because I'm up and I might as well start working.
But Monday through Friday, weekends off, right?
Yep. We actually work 980s. So we work Monday through Friday 1 week, and then Monday through Thursday the next week, 9 hours a day. So just an extra hour a day, you get an extra 26 days off a year.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not a bad perk.
And then good full benefits, right?
Yep, full medical benefits. So we don't pay Social Security. We pay into a MEBT fund, which is a private fund that goes right to me. So I don't do any Social Security. We also have our public employees pension that I have. They also offer a 457, which is a deferred compensation account that they don't match, but you can put into it. Everything else is matched.
So we've had a couple of people on with pensions, right? So again, when you retire, you get a certain amount of money based on the type of program until you die. Not sure. Does that transfer over to your spouse or does it end?
So you can choose at retirement. They give you the choice whether you want to take it until your death or until either one, you know, if you want to cover for your spouse, you know, so they can pay both of them until both of you have passed away. That's an option. It just pays a little bit less per month.
So kids, questions? Because I could fire off at Jeff all day long, but I want to make sure this is for you guys.
Well, so you didn't go to college.
I did not go to college. Nope. I was counting the days in high school, really. It just wasn't something that I saw myself doing. I started working right away. I did some construction work for a couple of years before I met Steph and things like that. And so I had a little bit of experience in construction, not a ton, but some.
Okay. So did you just live at home like right after high school?
Lived at home for a little bit. I moved out and then I moved back home.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, ultimately my parents were going to tell me that I had to start paying rent. And that's when I kind of told them that Steph was pregnant. So then they didn't make me pay rent. And that was, like I said, that was at a young age. And we got lucky. We matched up pretty well. And I mean, we've done well for ourselves and, you know, still love each other, love hanging out. And a lot of people that get married and have kids at a young age, it's tough.
Mm. I'm glad you worked that into this conversation. I mean, that's probably more rare, the story that he's just described, than it is for the other side, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. Steph, when we got married, Steph was only 19 years old and I was 23, just turned 23. And so
that'd be a year from now for you. You ready?
Marriage? Yeah. I don't feel ready for marriage.
Right. Most are not. Not at that age. And yeah.
Wow.
That was 26 years ago.
Still strong.
Crazy.
McCoy, what you got for Jeff?
Okay. So I have like a, it's like two questions in one. Number one is like, you just like your job overall. Like, are you satisfied with your job and like your pay? And then if you don't, like, is there anything you wish you could like change? Like, do you wish you could have like gone to college or like anything like that when you were like 17, 18?
Yeah. So, I mean, thinking back on it, I'm going to tell you right now, going to college would definitely open a lot more doors. I worked my way up, you know, through hard work. I do like my job. I feel that with a college education, I probably could go even further. I can go a little bit further right now. But at that point, when I was, you know, 18 years old, like I said, I was just ready to start working. I said, you know, start, let me, you know, earn a living and take my vacations. And, you know, it was more of a, you know, an immaturity thing, I would say, for me. I wish I would have just taken a year or so to maybe do a little traveling or something like that and then start college. That's probably what I would recommend, or that's what I would say to myself, is, you know, because that college experience and, you know, the friends you make, the, and it's really even not about what you learn in college. It's just teaching you how to start your life out.
That's right.
And it, like I said, it opens up a lot more doors. There's jobs. I mean, I have so much now work experience that I do kind of, they take that into consideration now that they didn't used to. In fact, I applied for my job that I have now about, it was probably about 10 years ago. And they told me that I needed to go and at least get, you know, my 2-year degree. But that changed with experience and what I was doing.
Obviously, we all know Jeff, but... I think the thing that stands out to me in my relationship is that this guy, his work ethic is unmatched. And I think if you do decide not to go to college, if that was a choice or path for you, the one thing that the one area he wins in and always win, if you have this, you can win, is if you're not afraid of work, you're willing to put in the work, to work hard to get to where he's at. Anybody that I know that is happy and, you know, fulfilling the fullest life that they can possibly live right now that didn't go to college, it's probably a hard worker.
Right.
You know?
Appreciate that.
So your second part to that question was what?
Oh, if he could like go back to his younger self, like he basically already answered it.
Yeah. I mean, I think just on that note, you know, maybe you can share kind of what the starting salary range is for somebody kind of in your role, today's world. What does it look like after 10 years, 20, 30? What's the range? So this generation can see what working for a city kind of looks like.
Yeah. So I can tell you, I mean, so the job that I originally started out with the city as a maintenance worker, they just actually signed a new contract. And that job actually starts out right about $34 an hour right now, which wow. Just got a pretty big bump.
What did you start out at back in?
I started out at $14.50.
Not bad.
23 years ago, it was at the time, it was a $5 an hour pay cut for me too, though. I was working in a warehouse, but that was miserable there too. I just want to let you know, working in a warehouse isn't the best thing. And
so 34, that's a dang good starting wage.
Yeah. And to start out in engineering department is pretty close to that. It's just a little bit over 34, but then, you know, they're both union jobs. So there's really not merit raises. They're more scale raises. So every year you have a review and you get, you know, a 5% bump. For the maintenance workers, there's, you know, you're a maintenance worker one, and then you become a senior maintenance worker. And there's about, I'd say, 8 steps in there. So then the maintenance worker would top out somewhere right around, like right now, I think it's about $44 an hour, or, you know, so right about $90,000 a year. And then in my job, it also goes in 5% increments, but there's actually 3 stages. So there's probably about, I guess, 12 steps, and it tops out at about $54 an hour. So at about, wow, you know, $113,000 a year.
Plus, think back to what he was saying, right? Benefits, right? Pension, right? That work schedule, right? He gets a 3-day weekend every couple of weeks. Right.
Yep. Well, and then you also got to, you know, consider, I mean, I've been there 23 years, so I get 16 hours of vacation a month. I get another 8 hours of sick leave a month. They pay us longevity pay, so that I get another, right now I'm getting another 2% on top of my wage just because I've been there for 20 something years, and I'll get another 0.5% on top of that here in about a year. You know, we get 15 holidays, you know, Christmas Eve, Christmas, Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving, New Year's, President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day.
All those. So Jeff, then on a scale, so this all sounds great. You've been doing it 20 plus years. Scale of 1 to 10 happiness level, getting up every day and going and do what you do. What kind of rating would you give yourself just on the work stuff?
I would say 8. I mean, I like what I do. I get along with, having good bosses is key, you know, because I can say there's been times where I
have good plug for the good boss right there.
Yeah. Well, bosses are, I mean, they make or break your day. I mean, it's important to have a good boss that you can talk to and you get along with. Unfortunately, my boss I've known since I was 4 years old. So we grew up in the same neighborhood.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of a small world.
Yeah.
So Jeff, I can't believe we're already 12 minutes in. Got to ask you this. So we talk a lot about trying to simplify, put it in an easy framework for these guys on the, you know, 5 core domains in life, right? That make up that word life. We talk about your health, talk about your home life, your work life, which we just talked about with you. Talk about your finances and relationships. And just to make it easy, put that each one of those on a scale of 1 to 20. And we total that up. And then we ask our guests, you know, what's your life score? So if we were to ask Jeff your life score, what would you say?
I know. And I did that on your questions. And I came up with 78 just because I feel like I could go higher on some of these numbers. But I'm like, I feel like there should be room to grow, too. You know, so, you know, like on health, I mean, always, you could always probably do more. So I put a 15. I mean, I try to exercise. We try to, you know, eat healthy when we can. But, you know, I just had some ice cream, too. So, you know.
Gotta live.
Yeah, yeah, right. And, you know, home, I put that a little higher. Put that as like an 18. I, you know, extremely happy with, you know, my home life. Everything is great here. Work, I did put that as a 13 because I think you could always do better, you know, and there's still room to grow for me. That's not saying anything about I don't enjoy anything about work, but, you know, there's always stresses, you know?
Yeah. Well, I what you just mentioned, I just want to hit on. Look, Jeff keeps saying room to grow, right? I just think that's the message here, right? If you are always willing, if you got the work ethic, always willing to better yourself, if you're always kind of that intellectually curious too, like to learn, so like just being thirsty for knowledge and want to take that next step and stay hungry. He's been doing it 20 plus years, but you can tell in his voice, he's still hungry for more. It's when you get complacent and static, when things get real boring there. And so I think if you're always looking at things as where can I get better and continuously improve, I think it always kind of dangles the carrot, keeps the carrot there in front of you, right?
For sure. You got to continue to challenge yourself and you got to continue to want more and do better. And you're always going to have people around you, especially in your workplace, that they are complacent and they are stuck and they will try and keep you with them and keep you down there. And you have to, I mean, if you can stay neutral and just listen and, you know, and just, and keep doing your job the best you can. And I've told that to many people. It's like, you're here to do a job. You're paid to do a job. You know, don't get caught up in all the little gossip things and all the little things around you. Just, you know, do your work, do the best you can and, you know, be happy about it.
Good advice.
You'll be a happier person in the long run.
Yeah. Okay. So kids, what are the questions you got?
Well, is your job hard? Like, is the stuff you do hard?
Is it hard?
Yeah, like the tasks and stuff you have to do. It just sounds like a hard job.
So, I mean, what I used to do used to be physically hard, not mentally hard. And now I've moved on to more mentally challenging, you know.
Okay.
It's, you know, making sure that everything is right. You're dealing with, I deal with a lot of contractors and developers that like to get their way with things. And we have to have ways to back up what the city wants and what we expect of them. So there's a lot of different challenges. It's definitely different from what I was doing for the first 19 years I worked at the city. Yeah. So, right. I don't know that I consider it hard. Right. I consider it challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. How about you, McCoy?
Okay. So are you looking towards like retirement anytime or like, do you have a plan, like a set age on when you want to retire or like what you want to do after retirement?
Yes, I do. I've thought about it a lot, and I try and put away extra money so I can retire. I would like to retire. Well, technically, I'd be 56, but I'd almost be 57. I'll be 50 this year, so that's about 7 years from now. When I retire, I would definitely like to do some traveling. You know, I'd like to take time and just travel around the country. I haven't been everywhere in the country. I've been to a lot of different places, but you know, I'd like to definitely see the country, at least start there, and then, you know, travel around the world places. Probably always have, you know, some sort of a home base. I don't really probably ever plan on leaving Washington. I really like it here. I like the seasons. I like the weather. I know it gets a little dark and gloomy in the wintertime, but I mean, it makes you appreciate those nice sunny days too. But yeah, no, that's something that I definitely been working towards. You know, that's kind of why you work is to retire.
It's the end game, right? So let's just, so I think that's a nice little package just to think about for just a second. So started right out of high school, worked there 20 plus years, right? Worked hard, paid off, got promoted, new job, benefits, support a family, raised two kids, home, right? Retire under 60. So we've interviewed some of the people, right? And everybody's got their different range, but you know, think about what, again, makes you happy. What do you want to do for a living so that you're giving it an 8, 9, or 10 out of 10 score? So it doesn't feel like work, right? You're happy about getting up every day. And then how do you get out early? You know, I mean, really, when you don't have to answer to anybody, hey, that's the ultimate win game, right? That's the fulfilled life, right? You're living a fuller life when you don't have to answer anybody. If you can get out at 57, that's a really aggressive age to get out, and a really, you know, hats off to you, Jeff. That's a good goal. And hopefully I see you meet that. I'm right there with you.
And what comes along with that is not just financial. I mean, you got to take care of yourself too. We'd like to try and, you know, stay active. You know, once you retire, you want to actually be able to do things and go places. You don't want to just sit and watch TV all day and then, you know, repeat that every single day. And there's people that do that when they retire. You got to be self-motivated and try and, you know, keep yourself going and be healthy enough to do it.
Yeah. All right. So we got a minute left. I want you guys to ask something that you're itching to ask Jeff that you haven't fired off yet. Anything?
Mine is, what do you think is overall your biggest regret?
Overall, my biggest regret. That's a big one.
with only 50 seconds left. Geez, you hit him in the chops there.
Yeah. I mean, wow. I don't have a ton of regrets. I mean, that's kind of a good thing. I mean, I would probably say not going to college because I've seen what that can actually open up for people. Not that it can't be done, and it just makes it, you're just putting that much more strain on yourself. You just have to work that much harder. And even if it's just your 4-year degree, it still opens up doors no matter what.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to try to squeeze one in 15 seconds. Actually, I probably not. You know, this guy in his other life is a brewmaster. We're going to have you on and just talk beer. Actually, he has a little brewery out back called Maintain Brewery. We'll have to have him on just to talk about that at some point, because what a great hobby. Important to have hobbies. Jeff, can't thank you enough. Great job. Sure. Loved having you on. And we'll be in touch, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. See you.
Bye.
From